Thank you, Rex. I'm not sure what we're going to see on the VNC, whether we're going to see my slides or the demonstration that Guillaume is going to manage on the live website. However, I'll go ahead and start now.
Great. Thanks. We're ready to go, David.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello, folks. I'm going to give a brief introduction to the Common Operating Picture Project that has been underway for the last several years here in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can follow the slide presentation on the VNC link, but you can also go directly to our demonstration website, either now or later, and explore the site on your own. The URL is there at the bottom, vaview.org. Our opening slide shows the logos of some of the organizations that are participating in our public safety open software development collaboration. The logos on the left side represent software development collaborators, starting with the Golden Gate Safety Network, and also includes the National Institute of Justice Program, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and several members of IRSC, the Integrated Response Services Consortium, who will also be presenting briefings on their projects today. The logos on the right represent public safety practitioners, primarily in the Silicon Valley region, who are participating in our most recent pilot project, which we call the Super Cooper Prototype. This project will combine various software components to support a major earthquake exercise called Silver Sentinel, which involves over 70 agencies in the San Francisco Bay Area. Our pilot project portion of this exercise will concentrate on the city of Cupertino with emphasis on utilities, the Red Cross, and community-based organizations. Slide 10, please. Is the slide changing?
Yes, it's changed.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see it on my side. I will go ahead. Clicking on the map in the middle will take you to an introductory page with a 30-second video spot and several buttons to access additional resources. Clicking on the demo site button will open a new page to the full extent of your screen and load our prototype. This is a shared web map for emergency response coordination that can be accessed by all the participating organizations if the internet is available. It is a custom-programmed Google map that has been developed using only open software components such as JavaScript, PHP, and MySQL. It requires no installation and will play in most browsers. However, we recommend Firefox in the beginning, as that is our primary development environment. There are a few bugs in other browsers, which we will fix as time goes along. Slide 11. The main portion of the screen is the Google Map, which utilizes normal Google controls. At the top left is the zoom and pan control. The top right has a row of buttons that allow you to change the map background. At the lower left is a Google local search bar.
Slides only. People left me on slides.
Or search requests such as churches, and schools. At the top right is another smaller Google map, which acts as a key map. The red rectangle indicates the current area of the scene map. This frame will automatically adjust when you pan or zoom. Along the right edge of the main map are two palettes of icons labeled Toggle and Tools, which we will get to in a moment. And at the bottom right is an object selection panel with four tabs labeled People, Places, Things, and Events. This area provides a number of different indexes for locating and controlling various objects on the map. Slide 12. The toggle palette shows eight icons which can be used to toggle the visibility of marker sets on the map. These icons could represent any facilities of interest. In our case, they are facilities which have applicability to our particular exercise. Slide 13. The red fireball at the top will reveal all 106 fire stations in the county, representing 17 different fire agencies. If you click on one of these inverted red teardrops, the info bubble that pops up will provide some basic contact information, as well as a list of hot links for the apparatus that are assigned to that fire station. Clicking on an equipment link will open a smaller window with details of a resource. Only a few of these records include photos at this time. Slide 14. CADRE stands for Collaborative Agencies Disaster Relief Effort, which is a network of over 400 community and faith-based organizations in the Santa Clara County. These organizations may be able to offer assistance during a major emergency, but they may also represent vulnerable populations. Slide 15. The EM icon will toggle a number of emergency management facilities that were involved in last year's water contamination exercise. The bubble provides contact information, a link to their website, and another link for viewing an aerial oblique view from Microsoft Virtual Earth. Slide 16. Red Cross has an agreement in place with over 100 middle and high schools in the country to act as shelters or distribution points in the event of a major emergency. Again, these also represent potential vulnerable populations. Slide 17. In last year's water contamination exercise, we were concerned with analyzing water samples. ZICONs represent water analysis laboratories that are members of the statewide CAMELNET consortium. Slide 18. SB icons designate the location of sample boxes for the San Jose Water Company. These are spots where the water company personnel can quickly draw a sample of water to determine the extent of a possible contamination. Normally, these are used to test for dirt in the water, which helps to diagnose and locate underground leaks in the distribution network of pipes. Slide 19. Red leaky faucet icon indicates an underground water leak that requires repair. San Jose Water Company is actually updating these symbols every 15 minutes to reflect the real-time workload of their repair crews. Major earthquake, we can expect to see probably hundreds of such leaks. Slide 20.
I'm wondering, is David getting ahead of you, Guillaume?
Keeping up.
On slide 20. The W icon will toggle a set of markers that represent the water agencies that are members of WARN, which stands for Wastewater Agency Response Network. Slide 21. The tools palette is currently under development. Clicking on an icon will allow the user to place an icon of that type onto the map. The marker, line, and polygon icons are general purpose, and after they have been placed on the map, the user can change the icon or color and add a text description as appropriate. Icon choices will represent things such as fires, building collapses, hazardous material incidents, and others. Polygons can be used to represent things such as safety perimeters or contamination areas. The question mark at the bottom does work now, and it opens a smaller separate window with this slideshow tutorial. Slide 22. Now we turn our attention to the selection panel area at the lower right of the screen. There are four tabs labeled People, Places, Things, and Events. These general purpose categories can be customized to each version of the common operating picture based on the intended use and the relevant information that we want to make available through the shared map. The first tab is People, and in our prototype, the selection panel displays a list of the cities and towns in Santa Clara County. The city name will scroll the map to show the city hall or emergency operating center. We hope in the future to provide additional links down to the contact information for emergency personnel in each city. Slide 23. Clicking on the City of Cupertino or the Places tab displays the main facility panel. On the left are 10 buttons for each of the primary facility types. These types have been selected for our prototype as an example, which will be refined over time. Slide 24. Right of the category buttons is a palette of icons that correspond to each of the facility types. Clicking on a particular icon will toggle only the facilities of that type. An icon is revealed. Clicking on it will display the information bubble with contact and status information. On the right side of the icon palette are some special buttons. The All button will toggle all the Cupertino facilities that are currently in the system. The reported button will show only those facilities that have reported their status. Statuses of red, yellow, or green are indicated by a colored border around the icon. Printout button will open a new window with a listing of the reported facilities, which can then be sent to a printer. Slide 25. Clicking on one of the category buttons will replace the icon palette with a list of facilities of that particular type. Clicking on a facility name in the list will scroll the map to that location and open the info bubble. This is good for finding a particular facility when the user only knows the name. Clicking on the Places tab above, when it is already selected with the red frame, will toggle a complete list of facilities in alphabetic order. If a facility is not in the list, then the Google search bar at the lower left of the main map can be used. Slide 26. One of the biggest reasons for the common operating picture is to record the damage status of the essential facilities. To do this, the user clicks on the facility record hot link in the info bubble, which opens a small window for that location. The user can then enter comments and set the facility status to red, yellow, or green. Once the user clicks the update button, this status and comments will be displayed on the maps of anyone else who is connected to the site. Status tab on the info balloon will present a running list of the comments that have been along with a time and date stamp and the ID of the person who made the update. Slide 27. The Things tab is used for displaying resource status and tracking information. In our prototype, we are focusing on construction and repair vehicles for the San Jose Water Company. Of the map shows icons for six of the vehicles parked in the main lot. In this case, the map has been set to the satellite background and zoomed way in to show the detail. Slide 28. Clicking on a vehicle name will display a small control pane over the key map area. From here, the user can display vehicle details or find the vehicle on the map and follow that vehicle in real time through the GPS tracking capability. Also, the Alpha 2 button provides the ability to simulate vehicle routing to specific locations, which is very useful for tabletop exercises. Unique aspect of this capability is that we can track many different vehicles from different agencies on the same shared map, which is extremely powerful for coordinating mutual aid in a large disaster. Slide 29. Map thumbnail at the bottom of the panel will open a new window to the mission tracking site of the National Law Enforcement Corrections Technology Center in El Segundo at the Aerospace Corporation. We have been working with NLECTC for the last 5 years and have gained a great deal of experience in low-cost GPS tracking on Google Maps. Slide 30. The last tab is Events. The two thumbnails on this panel are links to the web applications that are to be demonstrated next. Slide 31. The global grid will be presented by Adam Humphrey of Scalable Architectures. Slide 32. The exercise control system will be presented by our colleagues from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I hope you have enjoyed this whirlwind tour of our common operating picture prototype, and I invite you to explore our demonstration website in more depth from your own browser. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.